Okay, I stand corrected.
There is no ordinary garden.
Well, I'm real curious about, would you ever describe it in terms of the number?
Above?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay.
Not that I know of, because you have your furrows and then you have your beds. Mm-hmm. You plant your onions in beds.
And is a bed a certain size?
Well, from my knowledge it is. It's about two hills and one furrow. Or one hill and two furrows, but you've got to take two hills to make a furrow.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you plant. Oh, lots of times you'll plant your onions in that, and you might plant carrots and radishes in that, but you always plant your onions in a bed like that.
And
neat little rows in there. You might put six or seven across, or maybe... what is that, 30 inches?
Mm-hmm. This is the hill you're talking about?
This is the bed.
This is the bed.
Mm-hmm. And in a bed would go clear down the length of it, of the garden, your garden space, and then you have little rows in it.
Within the bed itself.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all laid out within the different areas.
Mm-hmm.
And how big is that hill? Is that of a certain size?
A hill? Well, a hill and a furrow about... between 8 inches and 12 inches. It would depend on your size of your plow, I guess.
Sure.
Another thing you do to a garden is you have different kinds of plows. And after you have, there has been a winter on it, you turn it with a turning plow, which is a large plow.
Now what is that for?
That's to turn the growth over underneath.
And what does that do? Is that a fertilizer?
Well, eventually it will fertilize, but you can't, if you've got a bunch of grass and weeds that's left over from the fire and things like that, you've got some old turnip tops and things like that, well, you turn it under.
Now, probably to get it out of the way, I see.
Mm-hmm. And have nice clean soil to start with. And then the stuff underneath will decompose and sort of fertilize it.
Well, now, if you're talking about having a very good yield, so we raised a big
crop.
And if you got rid of all the brush and trees on the land, you'd say you did what to the land?
Cleared it.
Now, would you ever speak of, this old dried bed grass is left over, so for the next year. Any special name for that? That stuff you turn under.
I can't think of what it would be. There probably is a term, but I don't recall it right now.
Well, I suppose that you cut, say, clover grass more than one time during the year. Would you have different times you would cut it? Or would you just cut it once, usually?
Well, it depends on the grass.
Mm-hmm.
Lespedeza, you might get, if it's a good year, you might get at least two cuttings. You might get a third cutting.
Mm-hmm.
You might get one or two cuttings of Johnson grass. That's just a local, rye weed, but it makes good hay. Most of the things you get more than one cutting of.
And you speak of first cutting.
And second cutting.
Now we went through talking about hay pretty thoroughly yesterday. We didn't talk about wheat very much. How would wheat have been tied up?
In shocks.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't grow wheat here.
Just none at all.
Very little.
Well, how about oats? What do you have to do to those to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Oats. They grow some oats through here. Thrash it.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you and another person have to do a certain job, when you tell the other person about it, you say,